6. Psychology. Listen to a lecture in a psychology class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Good afternoon, everybody. At the end of yesterday's lecture, I mentioned Bruce Tuckerman, who developed a model of group development. Today, I want to expand on Tuckerman's theory, which is characterized by 4 steps: forming, storming, norming, and performing. The first stage is called forming. So, as you can probably tell from the name, this is the time when the group actually comes together and forms. This is also going to be the stage where the members of the group get to know each other and try to establish some familiarity. Are we all clear on this? To recap, it's just when the group convenes and the members get to know each other. The second stage is called storming. This is a period of constant conflict within the group as different members struggle for leadership. Some could see this as the period of growing pains for the group as the members become accustomed to the processes of operating as a group. I want to point out that sometimes groups don't really make it out of this stage. Tuckerman believed that advancement past this level was dependent on the maturity level of the members of the group. The third step is called norming, which is when some calm comes over the group as they resolve some of the initial conflicts. The assumption is that the group reaches a sort of consensus about operating. You should also remember that at this point, team members start trusting each other. It's also been noted that at this stage, members of the group seem to share a set of values about rules, professional behavior, and methods. Finally, we've got the performing stage. At this point, the group is able to maximize the potential of its varied members' strengths. A group in the performing stage will demonstrate efficacy, organization, and competence.
1. Why does the professor say this?
To recap, it's just when the group convenes and the members get to know each other.
2. Why does the professor say this?
Some could see this as the period of growing pains for the group as the members become accustomed to the processes of operating as a group.
3. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
The third step is called norming, which is when some calm comes over the group as they resolve some of the initial conflicts. The assumption is that the group reaches a sort of consensus about operating. You should also remember that at this point, team members start trusting each other.
Why does the professor say this?
You should also remember that at this point, team members start trusting each other.